This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since the middle of the Great Depression, if you put money into a regular bank account, it's insured by the federal government, subject to certain limits. That's the FDIC, which insures, but it also regulates banks. It oversees the so-called living wills of big banks, plans for orderly liquidations if things go bad. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation also watches over smaller banks. Well, in recent days, President Trump has tapped a new head for the FDIC, a longtime Republican congressional staffer named James Clinger. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
One of the FDIC's primary roles is to insure our deposits to the tune of about $10 trillion, according to Stanford University finance professor Anant Admati.
It holds the bag on all the deposits so that if the bank can't pay us, they have to be responsible for that.
Admati says the FDIC also acts as a regulator and interprets parts of the Dodd-Frank law, like higher capital requirements for banks. That capital is funding that can be used to pay depositors in a crisis. Admati thinks it's important, but some community banks have chafed at higher requirements, joking that FDIC stands for
Forever Demanding Increased Capital, FDIC.
University of Minnesota finance professor Andrew Winton says the next head of the FDIC would likely try to address community banks' concerns that they're being overregulated.
It would be one more voice moving in a certain direction.
Congress is currently in the process of trying to overhaul Dodd-Frank. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.